Hi there, honey. I'm Teresa. Thank you for coming over on such short notice. Now, wave goodbye to your mother. She'll be back for you later. Come in. Come in. We have a lot to do today. Come on. Don't be shy. I see you brought a package for me. Do you know what's inside? No? Well, I'll bet you love surprises as much as I do, and this is going to be a big one. Follow me into my bedroom, and we'll both take a look at the same time. I really think you're going to enjoy yourself today. Your mother and I have been friends for a long time, and I told her I think I can help her out. Well, actually, I want to help you out. You look so nervous, sweetheart. Just relax. I want to be your friend, okay? Now, come over here and sit on my bed next to me. Come on, sit right here. Oh, you're so shy, aren't you? Don't you want to sit next to me? Are you afraid of girls? Because I think a big part of this is that you are afraid of girls. Now, move over here. You can get closer to me, you know. I'm not going to bite you. All right, I think it's time to explain why you're here and exactly what is in that mysterious package. You see, sweetheart, your mother told me you've been dressing up in her clothes when she's not home. And this has been going on for a while now. No? Are you telling me that you haven't been dressing up in her clothes? Are you sure? Because your mother seems to be pretty sure that you have. Okay, tell you what. Let's take a look inside this package and see if there's anything in there that can help us figure this out. Now, I want you to know that whatever happens here today is just between me and you. And of course, your mother. But really, sweetie, she only wants what's best for you. You have to believe that. Ready? Okay, here we go. Well, look what we have here. Panties, pantyhose, and a dress. Do these look familiar at all? No? Okay, then let me tell you about the discussion your mother and I have been having. You see, she wasn't sure at first about your dressing up and asked me what I thought. So I suggested that she keep an eye on your favorite things for a few weeks just to see if they're actually been worn. Apparently, these are a few of your favorite things. It's just like the song. Do you know that song, sweetie? It goes like this. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. I love that song. Oh, this is fun, isn't it? dear. I'm making you very uncomfortable, aren't I? It's okay, sweetie. Really, it is. And let me tell you why. I told your mother, who was very concerned, by the way, that I think your dressing up in her clothes is just a phase. And today, you and I are going to work right through this phase and change the way you think about wearing girls' clothes and girls forever. No? Are you still denying that you've been wearing your mother's panties, stockings, and dresses? Okay, we thought you might. That's why we have the package. Now, let's take a better look. These are very pretty panties. I can see why you wanted to wear them. Now, let me show you something. I'm sure you didn't realize this, but it's very obvious that they've been worn a lot. You see, your mother purposely wore different panties for the last couple of weeks, as I suggested. Do you see how stretched out they are? That's because they aren't the right size for you. If after today you decide that you still want to wear panties, your mother will take you shopping to buy your own. Won't that be fun? Now, let's look at these pantyhose. You know, sweetheart, there is absolutely no way to wear a pair of pantyhose, then kind of scrunch them up, put the back, and pretend they were never worn. I mean, look. When I shake them out a bit, you can see that very easily. But listen, we all know that you wore them, so it doesn't matter much now, does it? Are you okay? Believe me, I'm doing this to help you. And when you see what I have planned for you, I think you'll be as happy as girls in white dresses. With blue satin sashes, of course. Now, let's take a look at this dress. It's a white polka dot shift dress, and it's just adorable. You know, you have a very good taste in girls' clothes. Your mother said this is your favorite dress. That sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? I guess she means that you've always been wearing her other dresses. Do you have a favorite blouse and skirt, too? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you have to admit a few things before we can continue. Now, do you admit that you've been wearing these panties, pantyhose, and this dress? Well, should I point out the tiny stains on the panties, or are you going to be honest? Very good, sweetheart. Very, very good. Now, I'm going to do something special just for you today, because your mother and I are such good friends. I really think you'll find this experience very enlightening. What I'm going to do is put on a pair of these panties. And a pair of these pantyhose, and the dress. I want to show you that a real girl can be much more exciting than wearing girls' clothes. Oh, sweetie, you're shaking. I think that means you're ready. Now this is where it gets really fun. Once I'm all dressed, I'm going to take each piece off, and you're going to put it on. Doesn't that sound like fun? Now, don't pretend you don't want to do this. Not only are you going to dress up in your favorite things, but you're going to see me completely naked. I want you to think of this as educational. Your mother told me you're very shy, and we want you to be more comfortable around girls. I think this will help you more than you can even imagine. Now, go into the bathroom and take off your shirt, pants, socks, shoes, and underwear. It's okay. Look, I'm taking off my clothes too. Let's go, sweetie. We don't have all day. And I don't think you're going to get an opportunity like this very often. Oh, I understand. You're uncomfortable with me seeing you naked. Is that right? Alrighty then. I'll start. Oh, you know what would be better? You can help me undress. I want you to unbutton my blouse. Go ahead. Take your time. Your hands are shaking, sweetie. Do you want me to do it for you? Here, I'll undo the first few buttons. Well, go ahead, don't be afraid. There you go. Just two more. Good boy. Now, watch carefully. Ta-da! You like? Your mother didn't put a bra in the package because I have a much bigger chest than she does. Take a good look. This is a Victoria's Secret push-up bra. Just look at the bra for now, sweetie, because you'll be wearing it very soon. We'll find something to fill the cups with. Don't you worry. It's pretty, isn't it? It's called the Bombshell. Are you drooling? Okay. I think it's time to get things going here. If you want to see more, you'll go in and take your clothes off right now like a good boy. If you keep stalling, I can just dress you up as a girl without my creative approach. This is what your mother asked me to do, but I think my way will be a lot more helpful. Go! Now!
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. La 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 la.
Come out here, sweetheart. I want you to see me in your mother's dress. Well, how do I look? I'm also wearing your favorite panties and pantyhose. Oh, come on. Don't be so embarrassed. Lots of boys experiment when they're young. Not many get to experiment like this, though. Come on, sweetie. I've seen naked boys before, you know. Now, stand right here in front of me. Well, well, well. Is that an erection? Or are you happy to see me? Now, get ready for the fun part. I'm going to take off everything I'm wearing, from my bra to my heels, and you're going to put them on. I think you'd like to cover up a bit, so let me get you a pair of panties from the box. I'd give you mine, but I'm not ready to take them off yet. But I will, sweetie. You'll see. Here you go. Your favorite panties. Wow. It didn't take you very long to put them on. They feel nice, don't they? It's okay. Soft, silky panties do feel nice on your smooth skin. There is nothing to be embarrassed about, okay? Now, what do you think is the right piece to put on next? Correct! Your bra is next. Well, actually, it's my bra, but it's a beauty. And it may just become one of your favorite things if you decide to continue dressing up as a girl. I'm going to take off my dress, and I want you to watch very closely. Are you ready? I unzip it, slip off the straps, and just let it fall to the floor. Is that how you do it, sweetie? Or are you usually in such a hurry you don't even remember? Now, let's put the dress on the bed until you're ready for it. I want you to come over here and unhook my bra for me. Come on. Just relax. My goal is for you to be more comfortable around girls. I'm sure you're curious. So this is your chance to see everything up close. There. You seem to know your way around a bra, don't you? Now, get a good look at these. Do you like my breasts? I'll bet when you dress up, sometimes you wish you had breasts, right? At some point, you'll have to make a choice. Would you rather be a girl with breasts? Or be with a girl with breasts? It's all up to you. Now turn around, and I'll help you into your bra. You see? The straps are adjustable. I bet you never bothered with them before. Let's put in a little something extra to give you more shape. I'll bet you've used socks. But I have something better. These are breast forms. They go right inside the cups, and I will give you a very realistic-looking chest under your dress. Now, let me adjust the straps again. There you go. Now, touch them. Run your hands gently over your bra and feel your new breasts. Do you like that? Now, I have a present for you. Come here. Closer. I want you to touch my breasts. Go ahead. Don't be shy. You have a pair of double D breasts right in front of you and permission to play with them. I suggest you do just that. Easy, easy boy. You have to be gentle at first. Breasts are your friends. Be nice to them, and they'll make us both very happy. Okay, that's enough. Let me just look at something. I see that bulge in your panties is not going away, is it? Now, is that from wearing a bra and fake breasts, or from touching real breasts? I want you to think about that. All right now, sweetheart. It's time to put on your pantyhose. Sit on the edge of the bed, and I'll sit right next to you. This is fun, isn't it? Two girls just dressing up. But I want you to realize that you may want the real thing one day. You may want to be with a girl rather than dressing up like one. Don't worry about that right now. You'll have plenty of time to think about it. Do you like the way my legs look in pantyhose? Yes. Go ahead. Run your hands down my legs. Go ahead and go very slowly. Do you like that? It looks like you do. Okay, let me slip them off. And you can put them on. You want to be very careful with stockings, so the thin fabric doesn't tear. Here you go. Now, show me how you put on your pantyhose, sweetie. Take your time and enjoy it. Wow. It looks like you've done this a lot. Keep going. It's okay. Now, stand up and smooth out the wrinkles. Then pull them up over your panties. All the way up. Very good. It feels great, doesn't it? You look very cute in your panties and pantyhose. Oh, come on. Don't get all prissy on me. I think it's time to put on your favorite dress. Now, just relax and step into it. Then slip your arms through the straps, and I'll help you straighten everything out. Go ahead, sweetheart. You know you want to. Very, very good. It has to go up over your bra a little bit, sweetie. There you go. Now, let me look at you. You are just adorable, really. You do make a very pretty girl. Well, look at me. I feel so underdressed. All I have on are my panties. Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead and take a good look. Would you like me to take off my panties and show you what a real girl looks like? Yes? Okay. Let's do it this way. I'll lie on the bed, and you can take them off for me. Do you think you can do that? Just give me a minute. You know, sometimes it's more fun to take off your clothes than put them on. Have you ever thought about that? Okay, sweetie. I'm ready. I want you to gently and slowly take my panties off and slide them down my legs. Go ahead, I trust you. Oh, yes, baby. You have such a nice touch. Oh, that feels so good. Take a good look, sweetie. Do you like what you see? No, you can't touch me there. Don't get greedy. Well, I could just lie here all day, but someone needs a makeover. You put on those heels while I get things ready. Here you go, little girl. Sit down right here, and we'll finish you up. You have very pretty hair, you know. I think I can brush it out a bit and put some bows in it to make it look more feminine. Do you do things like this with your hair at home? You know, if you decide you'd like to continue dressing up, I have a friend who works at a local salon. I bet you would look great with a cute little bob haircut. Okay, sweetie. Now for the icing on the cake. Makeup. You have such smooth, clear skin that I think all you need is eyeliner, mascara, and of course, lipstick. Now, I have a feeling that you haven't experimented with makeup as much as you would like. It's not very easy to get off in a hurry, is it? Okay. I'm going to line your eyes with Revlon ColorStay Liquid Liner. You may need some practice with this, but it goes on very easily and won't smudge once it's dry. It's almost like a little magic marker. Isn't that cool? Just stay still. Once I'm finished with that, I'm going to curl your lashes with an eyelash curler. Now, I'll apply two coats of CoverGirl Lash Blast Volume Mascara. It's one of my favorites, and it's under $10. You can get this and the eyeliner at any drugstore in town. If you decide to continue dressing up as a girl, that is. There. Take a look at yourself. It's amazing how much different you can look with just a little makeup. Are you looking at my breasts, sweetie? It's okay if you are. It's one thing to dress up and pretend to be a girl with your panties and a bra, but I think once you are this close to a real girl with real breasts and a real pussy, you see just how different those two things are. But we're not finished yet. I want to give you a few more things to consider. Now, let me do your lipstick And then I have another surprise for you. This is Estee Lauder Pure Color Long-Lasting Lipstick in Cherry Passion. This is a bit more expensive than some of the others, but I think you'll love the way it lasts and the way your lips feel. Aw, what's the matter, sweetie? You look so sad. Did you change your mind about the whole thing? Do you feel a bit silly, sitting there all dressed up like a girl in front of a completely naked real girl? Let me just finish your lips, and we can talk about it. Okay? Shh. Let me finish. I'm almost done. Lipstick is something that you also probably haven't experimented with much. Today's lipsticks are very hard to remove completely. And you thought that your little secret was actually a secret. Pucker up, sweetie. All girls love lipstick. There we go. Blot your lips a couple of times, and let me look at you. Very pretty, sweetheart. You really look very feminine for a boy. Now, listen. I'm not going to paint your nails today, so we're just about done. But I have something very important I want to give to you. Stand up. Now, look in the mirror. You see a boy dressed as a girl. And a girl not wearing any clothes at all. I want you to think about which is more attractive to you. Look at me. Look right into my eyes. I told you I had another surprise for you, right? Now, I want you to focus. Focus on what is happening and the way you are feeling. I want you to kiss me. Listen, sweetie. I don't have all day. Come over here. That was excellent, sweetheart. Really? Now, I want you to rub yourself through your panties, pantyhose, and dress. I think you've been doing that for a long time. And I want to give you something else to think about. Other options. Ready? I want you to decide if you want to be a girl or be with a girl. Keep rubbing, sweetheart. It feels great, doesn't it? Those soft, silky panties. The stretchy, clingy fabric of the pantyhose and the smooth silk dress on top of everything. Keep rubbing, sweetheart. Don't try to fight it. Just let it happen. I want you to come into your panties for me. We both know you want to. Tell you what. I'm going to help. No. Put your hands down. I'll take care of this. How does it feel to have someone else touch you? Do you like it? Yes, baby. Ooh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Come on, sweetie. You're almost there. Oh, yes. You're almost there. Almost. Come for me, sweetheart. Come in your panties. Just let it happen. Let go. Yes. 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 Keep coming, sweetheart. Let it all out. Yes. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Whew. You did very well, sweetie. I think you need a little rest. Sit in the chair and just listen for a minute, okay? Yes. I know it's soaking through your pantyhose and into your dress. But don't you worry your little head about that right now. Now, this is what I want you to think about. If you want to continue dressing up as a girl and masturbating into your panties, that's your decision. Your mother will take you shopping for your own lingerie, dresses, blouses, skirts, shoes, and everything else you need. I'll set you up with my friend at the salon, and you can get your hair professionally styled. They can also give you a manicure and pedicure. I can set aside a few hours a week to give you makeup lessons, as well as lessons in walking and talking like a girl, if your mother is willing to pay for it. And last but not least, I can help you find a cute boyfriend. Now, if you decide that dressing up is not as exciting and enjoyable as you thought, I can help you find a cute girlfriend. I have lots of friends with girls your age, and I'm quite sure I can set up with the right girl. It's all up to you, sweetheart. It's your life, and we want you to be happy. Now, why don't you go get changed and washed up? I'll call your mother and tell her what a good time we had. Well, I'll tell her most of it anyway. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. La 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 la. La la.